Oh, good, you're here. Please come in. We have a lot to cover.
Thanks for having me. Oh, I'm so excited. I have to be honest, the past month's been a bit lonely, but I really couldn't resist taking you up on your offer. I mean, not after I saw how attentive your husband has become with, what did you call it?
Proper training.
Right. Proper training.
He was a bit of a challenge at first, but he broke eventually. They all do.
I hope he wasn't too much trouble.
Honestly, I like the ones who are a bit more challenging. There's just so much more satisfaction when they finally break.
And do you think he broke?
Oh, most definitely. But don't worry, he's still as handsome and strong as ever. He's just had an attitude adjustment.
Wow, I'm really excited to see that.
Okay, all right, then enough talk. Let's show you your new man.
Hi, baby.
Here, come closer so we can see you clearly when I take off the blindfold. Ready?
Hi, baby. Did you have a nice time? Shush, hush now. It's okay. It's okay, I'm here now.
See that? How he looks at you? I've really encouraged him to express his feelings more. Lots of men have trouble with that.
I do. Oh, it reminds me of how he'd look at me when we first met. It's very sweet, actually. Do you think we should take the gag off?
No, not yet. Hush. Women are talking. Sorry about that. He's just excited to see you. He knows better than to try to talk without permission. Don't you?
You managed to get him to shut up and listen. Oh, you really are a miracle worker.
Oh, yes, that and so much more. So, let me explain a few things about this table. By the way, I ordered one exactly like it for you. It should be arriving and installed sometime today, in fact.
Oh.
Look. There are all kinds of attachment points, restraints, and tools for positioning his body.
Fascinating.
Exactly the way you want it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite versatile. And once you get the hang of it, you'll find lots of creative ways to use it.
I mean, it's amazing, but it looks expensive. I mean, I'm not sure I can afford something like that.
Not to worry.
Wow, but it really is beautiful. Wow, Phil, I mean, what kind of wood is that?
Well, first of all, it's already paid for. So no worries there. There are some cherry, some teak, some different kinds of exotic inlays. But the main thing about it is that it's virtually indestructible. It is not going to break, no matter how much he squirms, or thrashes, or tries to get away.
It must have cost a fortune.
Okay, well, about that, he paid for it from his secret account.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. During this process, I discover all sorts of secrets. It's not uncommon. Lots of men have secret slush funds to pay for things they don't want their wives to know about.
He, what? Are you fucking kidding me?
Like I said, it's not unusual that they keep it from their wives. But it's unacceptable to keep it from their owner. Isn't that right?
I honestly can't believe this. So, what? those nights when I was struggling to balance the checkbook and buy groceries. He was putting money in some secret account.
I'm sorry to break the news to you, but yeah. However, all the accounts are now in your name. We had that changed. Didn't we?
Our bank accounts? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Not just bank accounts. Stocks, 401k, credit cards. From now on, all the finances will require your permission for access and transfers and withdrawals.
So, this secret account?
Porn. He used it for porn and strip clubs. Did you know that he and his friends like to visit strip clubs a few times a week? A few times a week.
Working late, hey? I can't believe you would do that.
Like I said, darling, it's not uncommon. Men are terrible at controlling themselves, which is exactly why they need us to do it for them. My recommendation is that you put him on an allowance, a small allowance, and then have him account for every cent he spends from now on.
You think I can do that?
Oh, you can absolutely do that. Yes. Now, about the table. See, there are four different positions you can use just to bind his arms.
Wow.
Some are, of course, more comfortable than others. The two you'll probably use the most are the arms over the head, like this. This creates a feeling of exposure and vulnerability. And you can touch him and tease him.
Oh, I love that. May I? I've always loved his chest. So strong, so beautiful. I just love running my hands over it. And see, he has such sensitive nipples. Mm-hmm. I love pinching them. Oh, that got a nice response. Harder. Oh, and harder. Oh, I like this position.
I'm so happy to see you having fun. I mean, he isn't terribly ticklish, but that doesn't mean you can't enjoy his body. Run your nails over his ribs and his belly and his chest. He really is a very beautiful toy. And I encourage you to think of him exactly that way. A toy for your amusement.
Well, that will be something new. But I have to confess, I do just like looking at him.
Well, you have this tape on, so you can anytime you like. Mm-hmm. Now, I've prepared his workout regimen to make sure he maintains that wonderful physique. But you need to be very vigilant with him. Maintaining strict discipline is your job, not his. Men need to be controlled. And if you let them get away with even the slightest infraction, it can cause problems almost immediately. It's a domino effect. So you have to be strict.
Mm-hmm. Strict?
Yes. Harsh punishments for even the most minor infractions. I prepared a list for you of things that are particularly effective on him. Every male is different, so it takes time to find what punishments work best. For example, with your man, Any kind of cock and ball punishment is only going to reinforce his desire to misbehave. But corner time? Spankings?
Corner time?
Yes, 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 yes. They will be particularly effective. He hates having his bottom paddled, doesn't he?
I guess so.
You'll find that treating him like a bad little boy will have the best effect, along with corporal discipline, of course. And for extreme cases, I recommend caning him. That will make him cry almost immediately.
I can't believe you just said that.
What? The crying?
No, the spanking. I've had a fantasy about spanking boys ever since I was at primary school. I've never done it. I've always been too scared to even bring it up.
You mean spanking for fun? Or...
No, like you said, for punishment. Mm. This is so embarrassing. Oh, God, this is so embarrassing. I'm getting so turned on at the thought of punishing. Is that weird?
No, not at all. It's exactly as it should be. This is simply nature taking over. You're finding your place in the natural order. It's great that it's something you enjoy, and I would highly recommend that you spank him on a regular basis. Discipline doesn't always need to be corrective. It can also be used to maintain a proper attitude.
Wow.
Now, it does mean that your actual punishments will have to be much, much harsher. But I'm sure that you'll learn how to do that.
So, do you recommend I use my hand, or what did you say? A paddle? What's a paddle?
Well, I encourage you to build up a collection of implements. Paddles are nice, of course. You can use a belt, even his own belt, which is a nice touch.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm.
A hairbrush? A wooden spoon from the kitchen? Almost anything. I've prepared a log for you of our punishments, listing implements and number of strokes, and the effect on him, so you'll have a guide.
Oh, that's so helpful. Oh, well, thank you. That was really thoughtful of you.
Of course. So, for example, if he doesn't follow his workout regime perfectly, you will need to punish him. And you'll want to do it as soon as possible after the infraction. The male brain needs to associate the punishment with the event as quickly as possible.
I see. That makes sense, actually. That sounds a bit like training a dog.
Exactly.
If you wait too long, it just confuses them.
That's right. A lot of these techniques are drawn from animal training. Of course, we're much nicer to animals. I mean, men, they need a certain level of brutality to have it sink in.
Oh, I can believe that. But I have to tell you, just the idea of spanking him is getting me so excited.
I'm so happy. And we'll get to that in a minute. Let me show you some more about the table. So the arms can also be brought down to the sides and pinned down tight. This is a less vulnerable position, but useful if you want to apply full body straps or add something like a sleep sack for additional bondage. I mean, we can use bondage and isolation and sensory deprivation as a punishment, as well as a reward. He happens to really like bondage, so you can take advantage of that.
He likes bondage. Really? Mm-hmm. I mean, he never mentioned anything about liking bondage. Oh,
you didn't see his porn stash. But trust me, bondage with a capital B. It's a huge thing for him. Women bound, women tying men, Oh, stop squirming. By the end of this, she's going to know everything. Every single embarrassing and humiliating detail.
Very interesting. I never would have guessed, you know.
Well, we can talk all about it whenever you want. And I'm happy to answer any questions that might come up at any point.
What are these?
Oh, they're the adjustable straps. So they can go over his chest, his arms, waist, his hips, his thighs. I mean, his ankles. You can completely immobilize him. Or you could give him just squirm, if you like seeing him squirm.
I do, actually.
I mean, these over here, these are especially nice. They go right across his neck and his forehead, so you can completely immobilize his head.
Well, I can think of all kinds of fun things to do with that one.
Exactly. I mean, this can all be so delightfully evil. And
evil.
We live for that. And he really has the most expressive eyes. See how the gag really adds to that? The expression in his eyes?
I can't even tell you how happy I am to think about not having to hear him drone on about things. I mean, you've probably noticed, but he tends to be a bit of a mansplainer.
Uh-huh, I did notice, but we have definitely taken care of that. From now
that's
on,
amazing.
There is only one opinion that matters, and that's yours.
Really? I mean, that seems, it just, yeah, it seems impossible.
Isn't that right?
Well, he's certainly nodding enthusiastically. And I noticed ever since you corrected him, he hasn't tried to say a word. I'm so impressed.
Okay, now this is very important. If at any time he disagrees with you, contradicts you, tries to slip back into his old ways, does his mansplaining, makes excuses for himself, you correct him immediately and discipline him immediately and harshly. That is something you cannot tolerate even in the slightest.
Right.
Now, I know you'll be tempted to think, oh, I guess we'll wait until we get home. Or you'll want to arrange a punishment session later. And that won't do. That kind of willingness requires immediate correction. Find someplace private, pull his fucking pants down, and give him a spanking. Right there. Right then. Slap his face. Take him to the bathroom. Wash his mouth out with soap.
Fuck. Fuck.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
I can't even think. My heart is pounding and my stomach is filling with butterflies. And my...
Yes, you can go ahead and say it. Go ahead.
My pussy is getting wet. So wet.
Oh, mine too. This is part of the natural order. Which brings me to another really useful feature of this table. See these two blocks? Okay, you pull that one out.
Okay.
Just like that.
Okay.
Now, go ahead and slide your panties off.
Yum. Mm. And what do I do now?
Well, first, we can buckle those straps around his neck and forehead. You want to help me?
Yeah?
Mm-hmm, like this.
I'm so wet. Oh, my God.
And then you can climb up on the blocks and lower yourself right down on his face.
Oh. Wow, it's surprisingly solid. Oh, my God. Oh, and I like this. Oh, that feels so good. Oh, I've never done this before. It feels amazing. Oh, my God. Is that his nose? Oh, fuck.
I'm so glad to see you enjoying yourself, finally. Yes, he does have a big nose. And you can always use one of the gags that has a cock attachment if you feel like getting fucked. Or you can just enjoy smothering him and watch him squirming underneath you.
I don't think he can breathe like that.
No, probably not. But just wait until it gets bad enough. When he gets truly desperate for air, he'll start to squirm frantically. It only takes a minute or two.
Oh, he's trying to move. I can feel it. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. That feels so good.
Okay. You can let him breathe now. Just a second. And then go back down again.
Oh, God, that's so hot. Oh, listen to him gasp. Oh, that is so hot.
Oh. Now, see, you're controlling his ability to breathe. And when he does breathe, since he's so heavily gagged, that long, deep, desperate inhale he makes through his nose, that will fill him with your scent, your wetness.
Oh, it's like my pussy is his entire world.
Like I said, natural order.
Yes, my pussy gives him life. Oh, fuck, I love that.
Watch, he's going to try to keep still and conserve his energy. But eventually, the air runs out.
Oh, God, yes, yes, okay, baby. I won't leave you to smother. Just hold it for a few more seconds for me. There you go, baby. You can breathe again. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, look at his chest heave. Oh, pulling against those straps. Oh, that's so beautiful.
Okay, you can climb down now because I still have some things to show you.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I got carried away.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I could see how much you were enjoying that, and you'll have plenty of time to enjoy that when you take him home. And I'd highly recommend using him exactly that way anytime you feel like reading a book or watching some TV.
Fuck. Fuck.
I mean, it can really make it extremely entertaining.
Oh, should I wipe off his face? Mm-mm. Look, I did leave quite a mess.
No. Let him keep smelling you. Your wetness is a gift to him. So we can let him enjoy it. He'll learn to crave it and even grow addicted to it.
Addicted? Oh, yum. That is such a delicious thought.
Now, look what we can do with his legs on this table. We can put them in any number of positions. Flat and straight, bent and spread. Now, this is my favorite. Just like he's having a gynecological exam. His knees back, his ankles up. A total exposure.
Oh, come on, scooch down a bit, baby.
Now, I would usually keep him naked here, but I wanted a bit of a reveal for you. So you can go ahead and undo the snaps on the sides of his underwear.
Like this?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see. They just unsnap. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What's that? Fuck. I've never seen one before. What is that? It's like a little cage.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and it's got a cute little lock on it. Oh, baby. Baby, look. All locked up.
So I guess you've never seen a chastity cage before.
Is that what it's called? No, I haven't. Honestly, I haven't. But it is adorable.
It is, isn't it? You know, I'm sure he never mentioned it. But like most men, a huge part of his ego and identity is wrapped up in that little thing.
Little thing.
I mean, honestly, I'm not sure how you put up with it. I mean, I'm not exactly a size queen, but I need at least average. You know, and he doesn't quite measure up to that.
You're so mean. I've never seen him blush like that before.
Well, it's embarrassing for him, as it should be.
Oh, you know, size doesn't matter. It really is what you do with it, right?
No. You know, what he does with it, does that really make up for his deficiency?
No, not really.
Right, exactly.
I just didn't want to hurt his feelings. Mm-hmm. Oh, every marriage has sacrifices, and well, I was willing to make that one. I don't always need to come to be happy. It really is more about the intimacy.
Mm. Oh, honey, I know. Those are the lies we tell ourselves, so that we can be happily married. But you really don't need to sacrifice good sex just because he has a tiny little penis.
Oh, I don't mind. Honestly, it's...
Really? Does he even make you come? Hmm?
Well...
Never?
Hmm.
Okay. You need to look at him right in the eyes and tell him right now, directly to his face. He needs to know.
I'm sorry, baby, but you've never made me come. Ever.
See, that wasn't so hard, was it?
No, actually. It felt good. Honest.
Right, finally letting it out. And look, his little cock and his little cage. It's now trying to get hard.
Oh, that's amazing.
I wanted you to see this for yourself. Once we broke through all that programming and his male ego, he finally admitted that he likes to feel humiliated about it.
Humiliated? Inadequate?
Mm-hmm.
Unable to please me? Worthless little cock. Fuck, I hadn't realized how much that had been bothering me.
Mm-hmm. You deserve so much more. You deserve orgasms. He doesn't.
Yeah.
But you do.
I do, don't I?
So, in addition to training him to eat your pussy exactly the way you like it, I have another special surprise. If you reach under here and slide this bar... The bottom part of the table drops, completely exposing his cock and balls and his ass.
This table is amazing. Fuck!
You can do the same thing at the top. See? Feel it? Just slide it.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
His head drops all the way back.
Oh, my God. Is that...
Now, oh, go ahead and unbuckle his gag.
Will you be a good boy and stay quiet? Do you promise? Okay.
Now, see with his head tilted back like that, how it naturally causes him to open his mouth?
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. And now I have one last present for you. Here you go.
Is this what I think it is?
Maybe. Open it.
How do I put it on?
Watch me. You just wrap the top belt around your waist like this.
Oh, wow.
And then the two bottom ones go between your legs. And they buckle here. Right? Like that. Make it nice and tight.
That feels so... Oh, it feels amazing.
Mm-hmm. And now you have a cock. A nice...
I can't believe this.
You have a nice, big, solid rubber cock. It never goes soft.
And, oh my God, not like his. Wow.
And you look hot.
I do, don't I? I do with my big, solid cock. Oh, Oh, my, look at him. Hello, Mr. Wide Eyes. You were right. His eyes are so expressive. What is that? Wonder? Is it worry? Is it fear?
Fear.
I'm not sure I have this on exactly right. It's kind of pressing into me.
Yeah, that's right. It should be pressing right on your clit. And you should feel the larger rubber area. Adjust it so that your pussy lips are around it, so it's pressing a little bit inside you. Okay, now press on the tip of the cock. Push it towards you.
Fuck, it vibrates. Oh, fuck.
And the harder you press, the more it vibrates. Now, press the tip of your pretty new cock to his lips and tell him what to do.
Oh, I love my pretty new cock. Here we go, baby. Kiss it. Show me how much you love my new cock, baby. Oh, yes, that's right. Oh, my God. You little slut. You little cock-sucking slut.
Now go ahead and slide it in. Fuck his face. Yes. I'm going to go ahead and lube mine up.
Hold still. No head shaking. Oh, just the tip, baby.
Sweet. Now, let's see if we can time this right. I have the tip of mine right against his ass right now, see? Okay, on three, we both push and slide our cocks inside him, okay?
Yeah.
One. Two.
Oh, I'm ready.
And three. Feel it buzzing.
Fuck, I do. Oh, my God. And when I press harder. And deeper. Oh, it feels so good. Fuck, so good. Oh my god, the bout, he can't breathe. Oh, look at his eyes. His eyes are so desperate. Oh, fuck, it's gonna make me come. It's gonna make me come. Oh, yes, darling. Yes, take it. Yes, take it. Take my heart. Go, take it. Oh my god, I'm gonna come.
See, fucking can be fun. You don't have to stop fucking. You just need to make sure the right person is getting fucked.
Oh, my God. That was so amazing. Oh, and
I'm
his
glad.
Poor little cock all locked up in his cage while we get to come. Oh, poor baby.
Oh, well.
Oh, God.
That's training.
Do you know what? I think I... I think I want to try what you did. Do you want to switch? Can I try fucking his ass as well?
Oh, sure. Here
oh, we you're go. So good to me. Okay. Oh, fuck.
Why?
Oh, my God. It's opening up.
Oh.
Fuck.
Oh,
fuck.
This
that
is
feels
so
even
hot.
More intense.
Oh, I love oh, watching you. Fuck him.
Oh my god. Oh, oh fuck. Oh, oh yes. My god. I can pound inside. Fuck and squeeze his ass. Oh. Jesus, I'm ramming his ass. Oh, I can't believe this. I can't believe this after all the times. He was trying to get me to do it. Oh fuck, I love this. Oh fuck, I love this. Oh fuck, I love this. Oh my god, it's vibrating. Oh, I think I'm gonna come in. I'm gonna fucking too quickly. Fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, fuck.
I'm watching you.
Oh, that was even better the second time.
It gets better every time.
Oh my god, this was awesome. Oh fuck. So I guess I don't even need his little cock anymore.
No.
Oh, especially now that I have one of my own.
Exactly.
Oh, that felt so good. It really, really does make it fun. All those whimpers and crying.
I know, so sweet. Oh,
and did you notice not a single word?
Mm-hmm. I trained him well. Now, let's let him recover a bit before we pack him up for transport. I want to give you his chastity key, and I'll show you the book I made up for you.
A book? Mm-hmm.
It covers everything we talked about, and more. I call it The Care and Feeding of the Human Male.